This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and just delightful star of the Capitol Steps. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm going to stop whining because that's what Joe Biden says to do.
Yeah, you know, some tough love from the Democratic leaders this week for a dispirited base. And, you know, there's really no greater motivation for people who don't want to do certain things is to tell them how much they stink.
Well, I think the overwhelming response in the room after Joe Biden said that was, and you are who? Because, I mean, it was like there was also a poll this week that said 41% of Americans can't name the vice president, which is not surprising to me.
That probably bodes well for Obama.
So if he tells them to stop whining, they're not going to, you know, hold it against him because they won't remember his name the next day.
Yeah, that guy with the obvious hair plugs, I forget his name, but he came in and told us not to whine anymore. So
That's right.
So we're not going to whine. And, you know, big sad day at the White House today. I'm not sure how they did this on live television, but they somehom cleaned up the language enough with the Rahm Emanuel farewell to actually get away without any FCC violations.
Really? Really? He left without being bleeped. Very good. He's going to need those swear words when he's running for mayor of Chicago.
Yeah, I'm sure that is just going to be all about, you know, clean campaigning, running on the record. If anything that Chicago politics has shown us over the years, it's really the issues and not the mudslinging that's really going to determine who wins this thing.
So I guess the other thing that's been going on this week is they've revved up the Mideast peace talks again.
Yeah, kind of over the last month, you know, they had that mini summit, I guess you would call it, here in Washington, where Netanyahu and Abbas came together. And then I think there was a meeting a couple weeks ago back in the Middle East. But since the Washington Press Corps actually had to travel more than three blocks to go cover it, that one didn't get as much attention. But they've promised basically to meet every once in a while here trying to resolve some of these issues. Obama wants to get it done in a year. You've been in Washington for a long time, Elena. What's the odds of Middle East peace comprehensive solution in a year?
I don't know. I think it's probably more likely that Snooki and the situation will have a civil conversation. I don't know.
Wow.
But it did make me realize that for about, I don't know, the Capitol Steps have been around for 28 years, and probably for 20 of those we've been writing songs about the Middle East. And we actually had one where we took all Rolling Stones songs and did a medley about completely about the Middle East peace talks, and I thought it might be fun to flash back to that.
And since most of the issues from 28 years ago are still the ones being talked about today, this remains extremely relevant. Here are the Capitol Steps.
Are you tired of the same old Western music? Well, take off your yarmulke and get ready to barack and roll as West Bank Records presents that newest Middle East singing sensation, The Throwing Stones.
I see the West Bank and I want to take it back.
I see the PLO and worry they'll attack. Our nations failed at turning over a new leaf.
And now I've got no place to buy nice lean corned beef.
I know what you're thinking. Sure, they can chic, rattle, and roll, but can they do power ballads? Well, does this answer your question?
Fatima says she would like a ring. I don't know where to buy such a thing. She wants it to be bright. My budget is too tight. I just don't know where I should go.
For you, I do it wholesale.
But wait, there's more. I can't get no militant faction. Hey, you, get off of my land. And this chart-climbing hit.
I said, I know it's only Jericho, but I like it. I said, I know it's only Jericho, but I like it, yes, I do.
Recent elections, Ehud Barak says, if you can't beat them, beetle them with the Fab Force.
Ehud, don't you be sad. Take that Gaza and make it better.
You may have a BB under your skin next
next time you'll win and make it better, 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 better.
Na 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 le cool. Na 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 le cool.
Oh, Elena, timeless classics. You're able to uncover some emerging talent. Very nicely done.
Maybe music could just bring them all together like that.
Oh, man. You do a great job as the pitch woman there. I can see you on some of those Time Life composite albums.
You wanted that album, didn't you?
I did.
Not that good, huh?
Very impressive. Well, let me make that into a shameless segue for the Capital Steps' most recent CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors, available at capsteps.com.
All right, thanks.
Elena, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. And again, find all their material at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.